This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will perform Bhumi Pujan of 12,000 crore rupees at Ammonia Urea Fertilizer Project at Namrup in Assam today. Japanese delegation from Kagawa Prefectural Assembly visits Manipur to strengthen bilateral cooperation. People's Party of Arunachal wrests Pasighat Municipal Council from BJP, winning 5 out of 8 wards to secure clear majority. Sikkim will face Arunachal in Group E of Men's National Football Championship Santosh Trophy at SSA Stadium in Shillong today evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will perform Bhumi Pujan of the 12,000 crore rupees ammonia urea fertilizer project at Namrup in Assam today. He will also address a public meeting at Namrup. On his second day visit, the Prime Minister will also interact with 25 school students in his program. Pariksha Pe Charcha, while sailing on the Brahmaputra River aboard a cruise ship. Later, he will visit the newly constructed Swahid Smarak Kshetra at Panchim Boragaon, Guwahati, built in memory of 860 martyrs of the Assam movement. Yesterday, the Prime Minister inaugurated the state-of-the-art new terminal building of the Lokapriya Gopinath Bardoloi International Airport and unveiled the statue of former Assam Chief Minister Gopinath Bardoloi. Spread over nearly 1.4 lakh square meters, the new terminal building was designed to handle up to 1.3 crore passengers annually. Addressing a public meeting outside the new terminal building, Modi said that the Union Government is committed for the development of Assam. He said that during the last 11 years, several mega historic infrastructure projects initiated and completed in the state. A delegation from the Kagawa Prefectural Assembly, Japan, is on an official visit to Manipur with an objective of strengthening bilateral cooperation, particularly in areas of human resource development and sectoral collaboration. The delegation held a meeting with Manipur Chief Secretary Dr. Puneet Kumar Goel along with Secretary of Skills, Labour, Employment and Entrepreneurship. A meeting with senior officials of the Manipur government, chaired by Additional Chief Secretary, was also held where the Japanese delegation outlined the current status of foreign human resource acceptance in Kagawa Prefecture and expressed keen interest to cooperate with Manipur in meeting the workforce requirements in key sectors such as agriculture, forestry, construction, manufacturing, wholesale and retail trade, accommodation and food services, and social welfare with particular emphasis on nursing care. The People's Party of Arunachal has wrested the Pasighat Municipal Council from the BJP, winning 5 out of 8 wards to secure a clear majority. BJP won 2 seats while 1 seat went to an independent. The result is seen as a setback for the BJP in East Siang district and a morale boost for the PPA. In contrast, the BJP retained power in the Itanagan Municipal Corporation, securing 14 out of 20 wards, including 4 uncontested seats. New entrant Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, won 2 seats, NCP 3 and 1 seat went to the independent. The Congress failed to open its account in both the civic bodies. Tripura Minister for Social Welfare and Social Education, Tinku Roy, informed that around 4,000 tea garden workers' families in the state have so far been provided with land pattas, while nearly 5,000 families have received ration cards. The minister made the statement while inaugurating a newly constructed agricultural produce godown, an open market shed and a community hall at Halai Chara Bazaar in Chandipur block. As part of the program, land pattas were distributed to 29 tea garden worker families. Addressing the gathering, the minister said that providing land rights to tea garden workers has been given the highest importance. A booklet highlighting the developmental works carried out by Kalasahar Municipal Council over the past 4 years was also released. Several organizations, institutions and individuals were felicitated for setting exemplary benchmarks in social service. The Manipur Science Congress 2025 was held at Manipur University under the theme Science, Innovation and Climate Change. The inaugural function was graced by Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla in the presence of Vice Chancellor of Manipur University, Professor N. Lokendra Singh and other dignitaries. Addressing the function, the governor said Manipur, with its exceptional biodiversity and unique ecological conditions, serves as a living laboratory for scientific research, particularly in areas such as climate change, biotechnology, sustainable agriculture and environmental studies. The governor stated that platforms such as the Manipur Science Congress plays a crucial role in fostering collaboration, encouraging quality research and enabling wider dissemination of findings through national and international publications. In Manipur, three minor children were injured when a 51mm mortar shell exploded at Molnoi village in Thengnupal district. According to police, the incident occurred in the afternoon at around 1:10 p.m. when the children were playing near the blast site. One among the three kids is in critical condition and a nearby Assam Rifles post gave them treatment. A case has been filed and investigation is on. In Assam, seven elephants were killed and one was injured yesterday early morning after a herd of jumbos was hit by the Sairang New Delhi Rajdhani Express in Hojai district. Officials said five coaches and the train's engine were also derailed. No passengers were injured in the accident. The accident in Changjurai village was suspected to have occurred due to heavy fog in the area. In protest against the recent demonstrations in front of the Indian High Commission in Dhaka, Bangladesh and attacks on minority there, the Sanatani Hindu Sena Samaj staged a protest in front of the Bangladesh Assistant High Commission office in Agartala yesterday. Representatives of the Samaj submitted a memorandum to the Bangladesh Assistant High Commission in Agartala and at the same time they appealed for the maintenance of cordial and friendly relations between the two neighbouring countries. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik yesterday graced the 8th convocation of Himalayan University at its Jolang campus as chief guest and conferred gold, silver and bronze medals on meritorious students. A total of 621 graduates, including PhD scholars, were awarded degrees. Congratulating the status, the governor described them as the pride of the state and the nation and urged them to serve the society with integrity, compassion and a spirit of lifelong learning. Highlighting the vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047, he stressed on ethical and responsible innovation in emerging fields such as artificial intelligence, renewable energy and biotechnology. Tripura Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Tinku Roy yesterday said that the state government is taking strong steps to bring drug addicts back to normal life through proper medical treatment. He informed that the government is setting up one hospital in all 8 districts for the treatment and rehabilitation. Addressing the inaugural program of a workshop on drug-free Tripura at Unakoti Kalakshetra in Kailashahar, the minister said, construction of a 50-bedded hospital is currently underway in Kailashahar and expressed confidence that it will be made operational within the next 1 year, which will significantly strengthen the de-addiction and rehabilitation facilities in the region. Sikkim will face Arunachal in Group E of the Senior Men's National Football Championship, Santosh Trophy, at the SSA Stadium in Shillong today evening. A win will put Sikkim through to the final round, but even a draw will knock the hosts, Meghalaya, out of contention. Sikkim came down from a goal down in the first half to win 2-1 against Meghalaya in the first Group E match on the 19th of this month. And before we end, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will perform Bhumi Pujan of 12,000 crore rupees ammonia urea fertilizer project at Namrup in Assam today. Japanese delegation from Kagawa Prefectural Assembly visits Manipur to strengthen bilateral cooperation. People's Party of Arunachal rests Pasighat Municipal Council from BJP, winning 5 out of 8 wards to secure clear majority. Sikkim will face Arunachal in Group E of Men's National Football Championship, Santosh Trophy at SSA Stadium in Shillong today evening. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.